我们先也等祷告。主啊，我们感谢你，每次来到你的面前，我们都要仰望你格外的怜悯。
Every time when we come before you, we look for your special mercy.
你要借着你所说过的话，今天向我们发出亮光。
You use your spoken words today to enlighten us again.
所以我们切求我们的主，当我们开始的时候，我们等候你的时候，你借着圣灵的运行，开我们的窍。
So Lord, we look to you, we ask that when we wait on you, you would use your spirit to open up our understanding.
叫我们可以按着你的心思来领会你说话的目的。
So we can understand the purpose of your words according to your will.
感谢主，你留下许多的话给我们。
Lord, we thank you for you have left us many words.
主啊，因此我们仰望主，不叫我们因着灵里面的不够跟得上，而没办法接上你心意里边那个隐秘的话语。
So we look to you, Lord, for your mercy, so it would not be because of our part that we cannot follow on to the will of your word.
但愿你的话在这里一打开，就发向我们发出亮光。
And may your word once opened up that you will enlighten us.
谢谢主，带领我们下边的教徒。
We thank you, Lord, may you guide our fellowship.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.晚上我们从123篇开始，往前面又接连要看几篇。
And this evening we will begin with Psalm 123 for a few psalms.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到这个上行之诗的时候，你发觉一个很有意思的问题。
And brothers and sisters, when we come to the songs of ascent, we'll find something very interesting.
不错，我们知道他们上十阶来到圣殿那里。
And we know that they are ascending the staircase to go to the Lord.
那么按照我们一般的想法来说，那么这样子来到神的面前，是要仰望神给我们更多的那个属天的祝福。
And according to understanding, when we come before the Lord like this, we need the more spiritual or heavenly blessings from the Lord.
我们感谢主，这样的一个心思是没有离开神心里头的那个安排。
And we thank the Lord, this kind of thoughts does not depart away from the arrangement of the Lord.
但是当我们一读到那个上行之诗的时候，一开头很容易引起我们一些个疑惑的。
But as we begin with the songs of ascent in the beginning, it will cause us some misunderstanding.
如果我们不是看到神的永远的计划是怎么样往前行的话呢？我们非常容易觉得，怎么来的？这个时候到了神面前，还是好像在神面前诉苦一样的。
And if we don't understand the eternal will of God, that we will question how come at this point we're still kind of complaining before God.
你说是受苦，他又好像不太像受苦。
And if you say this is complaining, it does not really
sound like complaining. 你说不是受苦，他实实在在也好像是带着一些这样的成分在哪里。
But if you say it's not some kind of complaint, but it seems like there is such an element in there.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
上行诗是带给我们一个非常宝贝的一个启示或者一个光照。
The songs of ascents give us a very precious enlightenment or revelation.
他从到圣殿去的以色列的百姓，他们向着神的那个心思而引出我们在神面前究竟等候什么。
It is still the people who are going to in the songs of the sense their heart toward God to
当我们一接触到我们寻求神是在神面前寻求什么等候什么的时候，你就发觉了他们这里好像诉苦的那些话语是有根据的。
So they kind of reflect how our hearts are before God, and as we see how we wait before God, you will see there's some reason behind why they are kind of like complaining.
但是你看进去的时候呢?
But you, if you read into it,
他并不是在那里受苦,
they are not there to complain.
他是在那里仰望神, 用作属天的祝福和扶持, 叫他们能好好的 把神所要做的事情带到完成的地步。
And they are looking toward God to ask for His heavenly blessings so that to bring them into perfection.
那我们从122篇上一次我们所读过的话里头，你留意到神的话在那里说，你们要求耶路撒冷，求我耶路撒冷求平安。
And last time, as we mentioned in Psalm 122, God said that to ask or to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
因为神的殿在那里，你们要上神求各样的祝福。
And because the temple of God is there, so you need to ask for God's blessing.
那神在这就给我们有一个体会了。
So this gives us some understanding.
如果神 给我们跟随他的人能体会到他把属天的祝福已经如何的安排好，要叫我们去得着的话呢？你说这样祷告有什么意思？这样歌唱有什么意思？
And you said that for those who follow him, and if we know that he has already arranged all the heavenly blessings for us, so why would we still want to wait for him? We thank the Lord.
因为 这一批上行的人，他们知道，我们上行，神要向我们显出他的极大的作为。
And because of this group of people, they are standing, and they know that God is to manifest His great deed among them.
但是我们同时也知道，当我们向这个方向来走的时候， 那个阻挡我们往前去的那个力量也不少。
But they also know that as they go toward the direction, that's a great power that is keeping them from going forward.
那就是黑暗的权势的抵挡，也不会放松。
And also the hindrance of the dominion of darkness will not let loose.
他可以睡大觉。
If you don't seek after God, they can go ahead and take a nap.
你们要寻求神。
But if you are to seek after God,
他就忙碌起来了,
then they'll be busy.
因此当弟兄姊妹你轻轻地碰到这个上行之诗里面有个很隐藏的启示在那里，那是带领神的儿女们如何的
And so as we read the Songs of Ascents, you see there is a hidden revelation here, which is to lead God's children forward.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
122篇就说到，为耶路撒冷求平安。
In Psalm 122 says to seek the peace for Jerusalem.
为你们的中间也求平安。
And also to pray for peace within you.
那接上去123篇呢？
And as we go to Psalm 123,
你留意一开始是怎么说了?
Pay attention to the beginning.
话是很短,
there are a few words.
但是那个属灵的含义是很强,
but the spiritual meaning is very deep.
它怎么说呢?
What does it say?
坐在天上的主, 我向你举目,
to you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens.
好像是很简单的一件事,
it seems like it's a very simple matter.
当你看进去，你看到不简单。
But if you read into it, it's not a simple matter.
因为在这里，他们已经摸到了一个，在属灵征战的里头，我们要保持着继续往前走的路程的时候，我们该怎么来取用这一个得胜的恩典？
So they understand during this spiritual warfare as they go forward how they can appropriate this grace from God.
所以你就点短短的几句话的诗篇，一面是把我们带到天上。
So these few sentences in this psalm, on one hand, is bringing us into heaven.
一面就我们没有说放松来留意仇敌的工作。
On the other hand, it causes us not to relax and to pay attention to the work of the enemy.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个写诗歌的人里面一个非常清楚的意念在哪里。
And this is a very clear thought within the heart of the psalmist.
我们到圣殿来。
When we go to the temple.
我们按照神的律法的要求到神的殿里面去过到神的面前去过节。
And according to God's requirement, we come before Him to observe the festival.
那神要求我们到他那边去过节是为了什么？
But why is that God wants us to go before Him to observe the festivals?
这一个以色列民，如果他们在神面前活得准确的时候，他们都知道。
If the Israelites can live correctly before God, they will all know this.
但是当他们的心思一迷糊起来的时候呢，他们可以完全的忘掉。
But if their hearts fall into confusion, they will completely forget about it.
那如果我们还是记得神给他们的七个节期
，And if we still remember the seven festivals God has given them,
我们就知道神那个安排是怎么样。
Then we will know what God's plan is.
神的定义是怎么样
？And what is God's will?
那得感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
切慕神的人。他们深深地体会到一件事，神所定规的路，我们一定要走。
For those who long for God, they truly know about this fact, which is whatever God decides, we'll follow.
我们一定有碰到阻挡。
But as we walk on this path, we will encounter hindrance.
那我们怎么能越过这个阻挡，来进到神的那个荣耀的旨意里呢
？So how can we go beyond this hindrance and enter into the eternal will of God?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
123篇一开始就说
，In the beginning of Psalm 123, it says,
主啊
，Lord, O you,
这一位主是怎么样的一位主呢
？And what? Who is this Lord?
光是说主啊，这个好像是我们平常一祷告我们就说主啊。
And it just seems like it's such a simple thing to say, Oh Lord. When we pray, we say, Oh Lord.
但是在123篇一提到主的时候呢？
But in Psalm 123, when it mentions, Oh Lord,
它有一个很深的启示的意思在哪里
？It has a very deep revelation in here.
第一
，First，
这一位主在哪里
？Where is this Lord？
第二
，Second，
这一位主跟你的关系是到了一个什么的地步
？And to what level is your relationship with God？
第三
，With the Lord. And thirdly。
我要按照主的心意往前走，我必须要和这一位主长久的维持活在交通里。
And if I want to walk according to the Lord's will, I have to maintain myself into this constant fellowship with God.
那弟兄姊妹，你看一看。
So brothers and sisters, let's take notes.
他说，他上主在那里，明明是一个祷告了，这个明明是一个祷告。
It's very clearly a prayer here.
神啊，神啊
，Oh God，
主啊
，Oh Lord，
这就肯定了一件事情。
And this confirm one thing。
我来祷告，或者说我来唱这个诗歌。
That I'm here to pray or I'm here to sing this psalm。
我是为要叫我紧紧的抓住神。
It's in order for me to have a good grasp of God.
因为你如果留意的话，这里说主啊。
And if you pay attention, here it says, "Oh Lord."
特别在诗篇里，这个主啊，那个说实在说的话就是说耶和华呀。
Especially in the Psalms, when it mentions about Lord, it actually means Jehovah.
或者说是一切的创造一切的那一位啊
，or the one who creates all things。
弟兄姊妹，这一个地位上的肯定是非常重要的一点。
And brothers and sisters, this confirmation of his position is very important.
他看到这一点
，so he sees his point。
那就你能掌握到这一点，而且并且在这一点上有把握的。
If you can grab hold of this point, or if you have a guarantee upon this,
那么就不管。 周围围绕上来的那些难处啊，或者阻挡啊，有多厉害。
Then you don't have to pay attention how severe the hindrance or the difficulties are.
你总不能厉害过我们的主。
You cannot be greater than our Lord.
因为我们的主是创造者。
Because our Lord is the creator.
我们是主是管理万有者。
And he's the one who reigns over all.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
另外这一位刚才我们说了这一位主是在哪里
and earlier we mentioned where this Lord is
在天上
he is in heaven
这个话太宝贝
and this is truly very precious
我们留一般的宗教
and if we pay attention to some religions
所有他们说的神呢、啊、几乎说都是在地上
And almost all the gods that they mention about, they are on earth.
但是这里特别指出一件事，神啊，你是在天上。
But here especially points out one thing that our God is in heaven.
我们现在是在地上。
We are here on earth.
我们要跟随你，拣选你，走你这个路的时候。
And when we want to follow you, we want to choose you and go on your way.
那定规是我们活在地上。在地上还活的人
and it is for sure for those who are still living on earth
而仇敌在地上是称为世界的王
and the enemy on earth is the king of this world
他要阻挡主
if he want to hinder God
他没有办法直接阻挡主
he cannot hinder the Lord directly
但是他能有权柄有能力来阻挡我们这些愿意跟随主的人。
But he has the authority and the power to hinder us who wants to follow the Lord.
那因此，所有神儿女们所碰到的难处，你没有，你不太可能想到。哎呀，今天，这比方说吧，专出弟兄，今天碰到一个难处。
And all the difficulties we encounter on earth, for example, if our brother John encounters some difficulties,
他碰到难处。
It's just for example,
这个难处在哪里呢？
Difficulties, where's the difficulty? It is in heaven.
有没有这个事？
Is it such a case?
不可能有这个事。
It's not possible to be like
this. 撒旦一切的动作只能在地上。
All the actions of Satan can only be on earth.
因为他是称为世界的王。
Because he's the king of the world.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
现在这个到神面前去的人肯定了一件事。
This person who goes before the Lord has confirmed one thing.
神啊，你在天上。
That the, God, you are in the heavens.
不管有什么属灵上的抵挡、阻挡、征战，都不能达到你的宝座那里。
So no matter what kind of spiritual warfare, hardships, they cannot go before you.We thank
you. 所以你读诗篇的时候是读过的，宝座神啊，你的宝座安定在天。
So that's why when you read the Psalms, it says, "Oh God, you are enthroned in the heavens."
那这里他们打上圣殿的人，就肯定了一件事情：神啊，你是在天上。
So those who are going to the house of God, they have confirmed this fact that God, you are in the heavens.
不管我们在地上碰到什么
，No matter what we encounter on earth,
你是我们的。依靠
you are the one we depend on.
你是我们的得胜的把握
you are the assurance of our victory.
你是培养着我们一面让我们平安一面也让我们继续的往前
You surround us, so on one hand you give us peace, on the other hand you cause us to go forward.
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord.
接上去就注意到了
And as we continue, we see this.
这一位主既然是如此的活在属神的人的心思里。
As this Lord, he is living in the heart of those who belong to him in such a way.
那因此他在地上不管他碰到什么事情喜事或者是不愉快的事。
So no matter what he encounters on earth, whether it's something joyous or something not happy,
那对他来说
for him,
就没有有太大的那个心思上的或是感情上的那个波动在哪里。
Then there shouldn't be too much shakening in his heart or his emotion.
所以你看到这个 这圣人，他们来到圣殿那里，他们找着时间一直要靠近，到圣殿里。
So these people, they're going toward the temple and they are going forward.
他们心里头的是什么呢？
So what is in their hearts?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
话也有时候很简单。
The words may be simple.
我们向你举目。
We lift up our eyes, we look to you.
我向你举目。
Our eyes look to you.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
我来寻求你。
That I lift up my eyes, which is to seek after you.
不只这么一点点。
It's not just this little bit.
我来等候你的引导。
I'm waiting for your guidance.
也不止这么一点点。
And it's also not just this.
我要在那里接受你做我一切的供应，来叫我能脱离一切的困扰。
And I'm here to receive you as all my provisions, and I can be delivered from all the disturbances.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做注目的那个实在的意义。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of focusing your eyes.
我眼睛定在你的身上。
The eyes are looking or focusing on you. But who are you?
你不是一个普通人。
You're not an ordinary man.
你是坐在天上的主。
You are the Lord who is enthroned in the heavens.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
当神属神的人能活在这样的一种心思里。
And those who belong to the Lord, if he can live in such a heart.
那是他继续在属灵的路上往前走上往上升的一个好大的秘诀。
And this is a great key to him continuing to go forward.
所以这个唱诗的人唱到这里的时候
so,
就唱出了他们里面的那种光景。
So as the person or the people sing the psalms as to this point, this is their heart desire.
他说我向你举目。
He says, to you I lift up my eyes.
怎么举目法呢？
How does he lift up his eyes?
那你留意到，如果你从举目这样一个词来说，那和我们平常说我们仰望，很接近的意思。
And so lifting up my eyes is very similar to looking up.
我们一直看着高处。
And we continue to look up.
我们一直看着神的宝座。
And we look at the throne of God.
看着宝座什么呢？
So what is there to look at?
看着神的宝座有什么动静？
And we are there to see if there's any action in the throne of God.
把这个话翻过来的时候，
And if we turn these words around,
那就牵连到你用一个什么身份站在主的面前。
And that has to do with what kind of position, identity you have before God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果从救赎的恩典来说，
And we talk about it from the grace of redemption.
我们都是承受恩典的人。
We are those who receive grace.
在旧约的时候。
And during the Old Testament time,
所有到神面前去的以色列人都是神的百姓。
All the Israelites going before God, they are God's people.
承受神的管理，承受神的供应，承受神的引导。
And they are there to receive God's government, His guidance and His provision.
但是问题常常在人这一方面发生破口，产生难处。
But the issue is oftentimes it's on man's part that we leave a gap.
什么原因呢？
And what is the reason?
当然，许许多多的原因。
And maybe, of course, there are many reasons.
但是归纳起来是一件事情。
But to put them all together is only one matter.
我们不再注意主。
That we are not paying attention to the Lord.
你这样说，你这里留意到那个举目。
And pay attention, brothers, to this lift up.
然后上边的就说到。用什么身份去显明这个注目
？And then later it mentions what kind of identity that we have to lift up our eyes.
很清楚。
The thank the Lord.
他没有一点隐藏的。
There's nothing hidden here.
好像什么？好像仆人的眼睛怎么望主人的手？使你的眼睛。怎样望主母的手， 我们的眼睛也照样仰望耶和华我们的神。
It's as the eyes of a servant look to the hand of their master and the eyes of a maid to the hands of his mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里就把我们在神面前该站的那一个地位一点都没有减少的来提醒我们。
Here it reminds us without any discount our position we ought to have before God.
啊，你要注意的是注意这件事。
So we need to pay attention to this.
注意什么事呢？
And what is this?
神要做什么？
What is God doing?
你不要去考虑神为什么叫我遇到这样的事情。
And don't try to figure why God would let me encounter such a thing.
同样是一件事。
That's for the same thing.
但是你站的地位是在哪里，你得出的那个领会和结论就不一样。
And depending on what position you are standing at, then you will gain a different understanding.
昨天我接到一个弟兄的信。
Yesterday I received a letter from a brother.
他就来问我一个问题。
And he asked me a question.
他说，他读圣经读到列王记上头第五章那里所说到那个乃曼长大麻风的那个乃曼跟以利沙的那个仆人基西亚的问题。
So he asked a question in the book of Kings about Naaman and the servant of Elisha, the one who had leprosy.
他说他做了那一件事情，伊丽莎就给他一个，他就用咒诅两个事情来说，但圣经里面没有说咒诅，圣经里面所记录的，神就给他一个惩治。
So he, because he has done such a thing, the brother said that the God gave him a curse, but actually the Bible did not say a curse.
连那个城市的词都是我加上去的，圣经里面根本就没提到那个事情，究竟是那个实际的意思是什么？
That is actually not even a punishment, but the Bible does not say clearly what it is.
不过我们的体会一定了解到那是神给他的一个惩治。
But in our understanding, we understand it in such a way that it is God's punishment.
神说你做这样的事。
God told you to do such a thing.
神的百姓现在落在一个什么样的光景里？
And what condition was God's people under at that time?
你还在那里单单顾着你自己的事情。
But you were just minding your own business.
你明明知道你不应该去做那些，为什么你这样做？
You knew for certain that you should not have done it, but you did it anyway.
所以神会叫乃曼的那个麻风又归到你的身上。
So that's why God caused the leprosy from Naaman to come to you.
那你才说和你的后裔。
And also your descendants.
那个弟兄就上就是另外一个弟兄上这个弟兄我提出这一个问题。
So this question was actually asked,
他说这怎么可以呢？
By another brother and another brother asked,
如果乃曼得了麻风，
And he said if Naaman had leprosy,
他养出来的后代就一定也是一出生就是麻风。
And then his descendants must also have leprosy since birth.
他说这样的光景有哪一个女孩子会嫁给一个长麻风的人呢？
And he said, if this is the case, what there will be no one wants to marry these people.
他说这个事情怎么去了解呢？
Then he asked, how could we understand this?
他其实不是说他不了解这个事情，他说怎么叫我们了解到这样的一个事情这样发生出来呢？
And he says, not that he didn't understand, but how can he understand how, what brings about these things?
因为他说，如果跟那个跟那个以西结的话来说的时候，父亲犯了罪，儿子没有没有义务去承担
And according to the words in Ezekiel, that if the father sins, the sons do not have a responsibility to the bear sin.
反过来，儿子犯了罪，父亲也没有义务去承担。
And likewise, if the son commits a sin, the father does not take the responsibility.
如果那个在神面前也是怒气的做父亲也好，做儿子的也好。 他们悔改归上主，主都赦免。
So whether it's the son or the father who provoked God to anger, and if they repent, they will receive
forgiveness.
So as the leprosy goes from Naaman to Gehazi and his descendants,
怎么能调和起来?
And how can we put them together?
那个弟兄就好像觉得碰到难处了，他觉得很难回答，他就写个信来问我，他说这个事情应该怎么来去看？
So the brother who wrote me could not answer the other brother, so he wrote to me and asked me about this.
No. 我就准备复送信给他说。
So I replied to him in the letter.
这个问题就碰到我们常常读经的时候很疏忽的一件事，把个别的事情作为一个原则去了解。
And so I told him it has to do with something that we easily overlook in reading the Bible. We use individual matters and try to apply them as principles.
因为碰到这样的事情呢，我们首先要确定，这个是发生在旧约里头的事。So
first we have to know this appeared in the Old Testament time.
在旧约的里头，神给以色列的那个管理，一切是以律法为原则。And
in the Old Testament, the government of God over the people is based on the law.
那 如果一些什么事情弄不清楚，看看律法。
Whatever you're not clear about, just look at the law.
律法是怎么样，那就是该怎么样处理。
So however the law is, then you will take care of the matter accordingly.
那律法没提到那么许许多多的事呢。
But of course the law does not
consist
of all these things, then what do you do?
你说。 那就律法既然说你犯法就要处理，所以你就要得着这样的处理。So
since the law says if you sin you have to be dealt with, so according to the law you need to be dealt with.
但是在律法上面，弟兄姊妹有没有读到有一个律法说，你一个人犯罪，把你的罪。 牵连到你的世世代代，直到永远。But
instance, do you read from the law that it says if you sin yourself, then it has your descendants or the generations after you have to bear the consequences?
牵连后代，这个话就好像有，但是直到永远就好像没有。And
you might say that it seems like there are words that talk about that your descendants will be involved, but not forever.
弟兄姊妹，不要好像。
So verses don't just say it seems like that way.
你要确定很清楚就看到。
So you have to be clear and see this.
没有好像。
It's not as if.
神的话是说得非常清楚的。
Now God's word is very clear.
你怎么犯罪，你就怎么去承担那个惩罚。
And however you sin, then you will take up the punishment accordingly.
但是弟兄姊妹，你别忘了律法里头一个很重要的那个部分是什么？我以前跟弟兄姊妹提过的了。And
verses, don't forget there is a very important component in the law that I mentioned to you before.
不祭嘛。
There are the five offerings.
你犯罪了。
After you sin.
神要对付你。
And God is to deal with you.
在神面前接受那个对付呢?
And how do you receive the dealing from God?
你要么就得到神的赦免。
You either receive the forgiveness from God.
不然就是接受神的惩治。
Otherwise, you receive the punishment from God.
但神既然有一个献祭的条例在那里。
And since there's a regulation of offering.
虽然他没有说到父亲的犯罪，儿子要承担。 儿子的犯罪又追讨父亲的愚昧。
Even though it didn't say that the, if the father sins, the son has to bear responsibility. Or if the son sins, the father has to take up the responsibility.
但是你显然就看到，神给人的那一个管理或者带领，从正面来说，律法叫你行正路。
But very clearly, you can see that God's guidance for man, on one hand, is that you need to walk on the right path.
但是神同时也说出，当犯罪的人到他面前去的时候，你按照神的心思来寻求赦免、悔改、归向神，神也就抹去你所有的愚昧和无知。
But on the other hand, God said that when someone sin and go before him and repent, and will, then he will receive forgiveness and all the sins will be wiped away.
那这个就是我们读旧约圣经的时候要常常就掌握住的那个原则。我不然的话呢，就会很容易就发生，那个人说那他乃曼的。毛峰跑到他身上，跑还不是停停留他身上，还停到他儿子和到他的后嗣的身上。最糟糕的是，直到永远。
And so we have to first grab hold of this principle, then we will not have questions about why Naaman's leprosy would go to Gehazi and also to his descendants until forever.
我想弟兄说，如果我们是这样来留意神说的话呢，那常常我们就把我们搞得乱七八糟。
So if we look at God's words this way, we often will fall into confusion.
乃曼的那件事情是一个个案。
The matter of Naaman is an individual case.
他这个个案，神是有这样的处理。
And for this individual case, God deals with it in such a way.
但是神并不是用那个处理作为一个原则，给以后你碰到相同的事情就跟着这个走。
But God's dealing in this case is not the principle that God would use the same way to deal with other cases.
不是这样。
So that's not the.
你应该怎么看呢
？So how should you look at it?
你应该先是看，神是一个这个层次来给以利沙的仆人一个管教。
And we need to look at the punishment that God gave to Elijah's servant.
也特别用着他来做一个榜样。
And to use him as an example.
给以后如果按照乃他所这样做的事情来做事情的话呢，他们也会碰到这样的对付。
And also for others to see if they do the same thing as Gehazi did, then they will receive the same dealing.
但是他说直到永远。
But it says it's forever.
那当然是直接指到他是亲的他亲生的儿女了。
But of course it's directly pointing at his children.
但是我们看到在旧约里面的那个原则的时候，我们就知道了，你没办法勉强要把这个事情套进去的。
So, but if we look, see the principles in the Old Testament, then you cannot apply this to other cases.
因为以利沙的仆人受这样的一个警告，不是一个咒诅，也不是一个应许。
But what Elijah's servants received is not a curse.
如果是一个应许，你以后的人跟着做，没错。
It's not a curse nor a promise. If it's a promise, then those who follow, who come
later will
follow. 如果只是一个榜
样，你以后的人看到这些事情，你就知道不能跟随这个样子。
But it's as an example, then others will know not to follow this.
那么我就再跟弟兄提着，你再留意，约拿从渔夫里头出来，再到尼尼微，和这个事情有没有相同的地方
？Then I also like to bring this to think about Jonah after he came out from the fish's belly and and go to Nineveh, is there something similar to this case?
全然相同了。
It is completely the same.
但是弟兄姊妹，除了约拿以外，你看过神再做过，叫任何人碰跑到鱼腹里头，三天以后再把它吐出来。
And apart from Jonah's case, have you seen other people that God has put in the fish belly after 3 days and come out? There's no such
thing. 你只是看见他借着这个事情来预表我们的主将来如何完成那个救赎的旨意。
And you can only see this as a type of how our Lord in the future, how he accomplishes work.
但是对约拿本人来讲，
But for Jonah himself,
他悔改了以后，
after he repented,
他转回归向神以后，
and he turned around to God.
神很正规地领着他走前面的路。
God continued to guide his way.
这是一个。
So this is one case.
另外还有一个。
That's another case.
这个事也是非常清楚的，弟兄姊妹应该很清楚的。
And I think Francis is very familiar or clear on this.
律法是上说的。
In the law it says.
摩亚人跟亚门人他们的子孙，因为在以色列人出埃及的时候，在路上面阻挡他们，所以神就给他们一个惩治，惩治他们做什么呢？以色列跟亚门人不能靠近神的帐幕，不能进圣殿了，就说了。
So for the Moabites and the Ammonites, because they tried to hinder the Israelites as they left Egypt or in the land of Canaan, God gave them a curse that they cannot approach the tabernacle or the temple.
实际上没有说到永远，但是说到十代以后也不能进会幕。
And even though it did not say it's forever, but it mentions about 10 generations, and even after 10 generations, they cannot enter into the tabernacle.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意，你应该也会留意的。
And brothers and sisters, you may also notice this.
波阿斯娶了谁做太太？
Who did Boaz marry?
路德。
Ruth.
那路德按照这样的所说的话是。不过是娶她是不是娶错了
So according to what we just said, is it wrong for Boaz to marry Ruth?
当然我不把它扯得太远，肯定是错了。如果那一个是原，那一个只是就是那么一个原则，没有神的救赎在那里扶持的话。
So if that was a principle, then for sure Boaz had done something wrong.
但是弟兄姊妹，你很清楚知道一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, you know one thing very clearly.
路德从波斯那里所接受的那一个后代，近的来说大卫，远的来说是预表基督。
And
那你怎么说什么话？
And we all know that the descendants of Ruth from Boaz, we have David and also have Christ. And what can you say?
那个扯得太远了。我这就特别借着这个来说，我们平常我们在读经的时候要留意这方面，不要把个别的个案来把它扩大到一个地步，把它当作原则来领会，来做，来行动。
So we might have digressed a little bit much, but we should pay attention to not using individual cases in the Bible to enlarge them to a point that to treat them as principles.
那所以我们回到123篇来。
So let's return to Psalm 123.
他说我们的眼睛好像仆人的眼睛留意到主人的时候，仆人使女的眼睛留意到祖母的时候，我们的眼睛是留意到耶和华我们的神。
And it says that our eyes are like the eyes of servants look to the hand of the master, and the eyes of a maid to the hand of a mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord our God.
弟兄姊妹，神领着我们按照他的话来行走，是要叫我们随时随刻注意他的定义是怎么样的带领。
And brothers and sisters, as God leads us with His words, He wants us to pay attention at any time about His will.
主有什么的动作？
If it's an action from the Lord,
我们立刻就和你跟上去。
Then immediately we'll follow on.
不是说主去年有了一个安排，今年年底我们才知道哦。原来神是做了这样的安排。
Oh, it's not like if God, the Lord had a plan last year, then we wait till the end of this year to realize that such a plan.
不是叫做举目看着我们的神。
And then this is not lifting up our eyes looking at our God.
当然也不是，也不能用仆人看主人的手，主人的手，仆女子女看祖母的手。
And also we cannot say this is the eyes of a servant looking to the hand of the Lord.
你看他的手做什么。
Or the maid looking to the hand of the mistress. We have to ask what are you looking for.
你要注意他要做什么。
You have to pay attention to what he is to do.
他要做那个事情你马上就跟上。
If he wants to do something, you immediately follow on.
他不要做的事情你也不要发了大热心立刻就安排。次序来去做。
And for the things that he is not to do, you would not be zealous and to rush and to do make arrangement.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那这一个是非常非常重要的一件事。
And this is something very very important.
我们寻求神。
As we seek after God.
你寻求神什么？
What of God are you seeking?
你寻求神现在神要做的事。
You're seeking after what God is to do now.
神永远要做的事情，他已经做完了，你插手不进去的。
The things that God wants to do in eternity here, so we've done it. You cannot.
现在我们要做的呢
？So what we need to do today?
是神把所做成的事情如何的显出在我们中间表达。神自己的见证。
And we are to manifest what God has already accomplished and manifest as our testimony.
123篇前面那一大第一半的那个话语是领着我们这样活在神的面前。
And the first half of Psalm 123, the words here to guide us how to live before God.
就有点像16篇那里头所说的那句话。
It's similar to what's in Psalm 16.
我常将耶和华摆在我面前。
I place the Lord in front before me continuously.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在我们又再问了。
And then we have to ask again.
他那个迫切的来留意到神对我们那个引导带领和管理，为什么？
And why is he so earnest in terms of observing the God's guidance and government over us?
那正是我们刚才开始的时候所说的，因为你要向神的心意往前走，仇敌的阻挡就随时随刻在那里给你造成各种各样的难处。
And we mentioned before that as we follow God's heart to go forward, the enemy will continue to hinder us.
所以底下的话我们不需要做太多的说明，你一读那个文字你就明白了。
So the words that follow we don't have to explain too much. As you read the words you understand.
因为从以色列人开始，
Because beginning from the Israelites
一直到现在神的教会在地上，
Until today God's church is on earth.
弟兄姊妹，你看以色列的历史跟教会的历史所给我们的那个印象是什么？
And what is the history of Israel and also the history of the church?
啊，因为这个是神的旨意。
And because this is the will of God.
所以我们从开始到现在是一帆风顺的，没有阻挡的，我们完成了神所要做的。
So is it from the beginning to now we can have a smooth sailing and continue to go forward to finish His will?
没有这样的事。
It's not such a case.
你不管你看教会历史也好，
whether you look at the history of the church,
你看以色列人的历史也好，
or the history of the Israelites,
你看我们自己个人的经历都好。
And or even our own experiences.
你没有看到那么 容易走的路。
And we did not see such an easy path.
不然的话，我们常常说要走十字架的道路。
And that's why we say, often say we have to walk on the way of the cross.
为什么要走十字架的道路？
Why do we need to walk on the way of the cross?
十字架对付我们来说是叫我们放下自己。
The cross to us is for us to lay down ourselves.
你要留意神怎么在我们身上做引导。
And we have to pay attention to the guidance of God in us.
你说为什么这么严肃？
And you might say, why is it so serious?
因为仇敌是寻找各种各样的机会、时间、方法，要叫我们没有办法活在神的喜悦里。
Because the enemy is finding all kinds of time, opportunity, and way that we cannot live in God.
123篇就末了的那一小段的话呢，又是围绕着这个点上来说了，神啊，你要做我们的扶持。
So that's why the end of Psalm 123 is surrounding this theme and ask God to be our support.
你要明让我们知道你要做什么。
And let us understand clearly what you are to do.
是你现在要我们跟上去的，让我们就跟上去。
And because you want us to follow on, then we'll follow on.
是你要现在要阻挡我们，不要我们陷下去的，我们立刻就脱离那一个试探和诱惑。
And if you are there to keep, to not want us to fall behind, then we will depart from all kind of temptations.
弟兄姊妹，你留意那几句话。
Let's just take note of these words.
那几句话怎么说的？
What do they say?
我们的眼睛一直看定着神的手。
Our eyes continue to look to the hand of God.
一直看到他怜悯我们。
Until he is gracious to us.
耶和华，求你怜悯我们，怜悯我们，接二连三的说到这一个点。
And it says, be gracious to us, O Lord, be gracious to us. It continues repeatedly mentions about
it. 那现在我们回过头就看到了，大卫的诗篇也好，其他的诗篇也好，一直在那里领我们去留意一件事，他是我的山寨，他是我的磐石，他是我的盾牌，他是我的拯救。
And whether the Psalms of David or other people continues to point to, let us see that he is our fortress, he is our shield, he is our rock.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为如果不是他做我们的这一切，我们根本没有办法去抵挡仇敌对我们的骚扰。
And because if it wasn't for him to be all this to us, we have no way of standing against the enemy.
但是当我们的心思是这样念到主那里去的时候呢？
As our hearts are clinging to the Lord,
仇敌一切的所作就没有办法在我们这一边找到破口来进入损害神所有做的工。
Then the enemy cannot find any gap in us and in order to hinder God's work.
那么特别里面的话是很有意思。
Especially these words are very meaningful.
他说，神啊，你不怜悯我们，我们好难往前走，因为藐视我们的人把我们已经藐视到极处了。
And because that's God, if you're not gracious to us, we cannot go forward, because those who look down on us, they look down on us with utmost contempt.
弟兄姊妹，我特别要请弟兄姊妹注意的，就是地上的人或者这个世界，他们对你我们跟随主的人藐视到极处了。
And because the world or the people in the world, for us who follow the Lord, they are filled with contempt to the uttermost.
你说没有那么严重吧？
You said that it may not be that serious.
所以刚才我说，弟兄姊妹，你留意教会历史，你教会以色列的历史，你就看到了，教会历史里面教会有许多的失败，以色列的历史里面也是说出以色列有许多的失败。
So earlier I mentioned about the history of the Israel, or also of the church, and we see in the history there are much failures in the church and in Israel.
这样说你不得不问为什么教会会失败?
And you cannot but to ask why is there failures in the church?
为什么以色列会失败?
And why would Israel fail?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你又看到, 这一个世界, 用什么眼睛来看神的儿女?
And we have to pay attention to what kind of or how the world look at us.
没有好的眼光来看神的儿女。
It's not any friendly looks.
所以弟兄姊妹你看到很有意思的一件事比方说我们中国
And for example in China
你看到你提到任何的宗教 人的反对的心没有那么强烈
If you mention any other religion the people may not oppose it that much
不但是没有那么强烈 并且还很热衷
And actually people may not even oppose it they may even like them
如果愿意跟随马列主义的那是另外一个话 我是说那是不是马列主义的
And I'm talking about those who are not following Marxism
你看到任何都是
And it's the same
那是偶像的偶像就出巡的时候 会有人山人海的在那里 最大的欢迎和欢送
If there is a parade for certain idols people would be very happy about it They would welcome it
但是你一上人传福音的时候 尤其是上个主任 Eric 弟兄就提到了 弟兄都晓得 近代 以来传福音是比较过去的时候好像更困难一点
especially about preaching the gospel as our brother Eric mentioned in our last gospel sharing that is harder now than before in preaching the gospel
肯听福音的人也不是那么许多
there's not that many who are willing to listen to the gospel
就是接受福音的人也恐怕是 没有接受得很完全
And even those who accept the gospel they did not accept it very completely
为什么会发生这种事情
And why would these things happen
仇敌的工作所做成的那个结果
That's the result of the enemy's work
说灵里苏醒的人在神面前祷告的时候 神啊,你要留意这个世代 我们被人藐视已经被藐视到一个
So that's why those who are alert in spirit, they will pray to God and said that God, that in this generation, we are greatly filled with contempt. We thank our God.
那这个上到上神的人到耶和华面前的时候，他是一直按着神的永远的旨意来求恩典。
So these are the people who go before God and according to God's eternal will to ask His grace.
在他们当时来说。
At that time,
他们是为着国度,
it is for the kingdom.
他们要为着国度在地上的建立, 那么因此地上的一切的权势都针对他们这一个点来进行阻挡他们,
and
去建立国度。
They are there to, for the establishment of the kingdom on earth. That's why there are all kinds of power to oppose it.
到了教会的日子,
and when it comes to the day of the church,
神一就, 定义在那里要建造成基督的身体
God is determined to build up the body of Christ
来引进犹大人所仰望的那个国度
And to usher in the kingdom that was looked forward by the
并我们继续往前看的那个新天新地
And also the new heaven and new earth that is to come
这个事情如果是做成了
If this matter is completed
撒旦受得了吗
Can Satan take it? Can the dominion of darkness take it?
他没办法受得了。
He cannot take it.
那所以他就长久以来用着各种各样的方法来让人不太注意神的事。
So he uses all kinds of ways, well, all generations, for men not to pay attention to God's word.
抵挡神的人固然是不注意神的事。
Those who oppose God, of course, they do not pay attention to God's matter.
确实认识神的人也不够完全地注视神的事。
Even for those who know God, they do not pay attention to God's matter completely.
当时里面有光的人, 他们上行的时候, 他们知道我们的本身的缺点在哪里, 他要 上神说神啊，给我们这样的恩典，我们不住的注视着你所要做的事情，我们就不落在仇敌的陷阱里。But
for those who are enlightened within, they realize they have shortcomings and ask God's grace within them so that they can continue to go forward.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当我们将留意到123篇的时候，
As we study Psalm 123,
我们往前看了一百二十四。
And then we'll go forward to Psalm
124. 124就是在神面前承受过神恩典的人，在上行的时候，他们唱出在神面前他们所领会的神的恩惠的福祉。
Psalm 124 is about those who have received God's grace. They sing this hymn, this psalm, to talk about the understanding of God's grace.
所以他就说出了为什么在123篇的里头他们能注目看神的手。
It tells us how in Psalm 123, as in one Psalm 123, that they can look to the hand of the Lord.
从有以色列的历史开始，
Because since there's history of Israel,
从有教会历史的时候开始，
And since the history of the church,
走过的人可以看见神的手一直在那里做以色列的旧约的时候以色列人的扶持， 新约的时候的神的教会的扶持。
And those who walk through this path, they can see that God has been the support for Israel in the Old Testament and the church in the New Testament.
那弟兄姊妹，你一看那个字句说得很清楚的。
And the words are very clear, brothers and sisters.
不够清楚，如果我们不容易清楚的地方， 神就说了两次。
If there's any place that's not clear, God has spoken it twice.
24篇第一节。 以色列人要说，若不是耶和华帮助我们，若不是耶和华帮助我们，当人起来攻击我们，向我们发怒的时候，就把我们活活的吞了。
And Psalm 124 says, Had it not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, Had it not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us alive.
这几句话同样可以用在教会的身上。
These words can also apply to the church.
若不是耶和华帮助我们，
Had it not been the Lord who was on our side,
若不是耶和华帮助我们，
Had it not been the Lord on our side,
我们老早就给那些对付我们的人吞吃掉了。
We would have been swallowed alive by those who oppose us.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是有经历的人的话。
These are the words from those who have experienced.
不是说他们在那里幻想一些 仇敌的阻挡出来。
This is not what they're imagining the work of the enemy.
他们实在是经历了仇敌各种各样的攻击陷害。
And they actually have experienced the attack and all the things from the enemy.
但是他们同时也领会到神随时随刻做了他们的帮助。
But they also have experienced that God has become the help at any place, any time.
所以这个是这一段的话，是把整个圣经里面所带出来给我们看到的属灵的历史做了一个简单的记录。
So these words is a simple recording of the spiritual history.
你留意，我怎么肯定这是他们在那里回想过去呢？
And how am I so sure they're reflecting back on what's in the past? Pay attention to verse 4.
那时,
then,
什么时候,
what is that time?
上面所说的话,
and all these words that follow.
是现在的时候还是过去的时候?
Is it talking about the present time or in the past? It's in the past.
说, 那时, 那是抵挡来临的时候，就好像波浪波涛漫过我们，河水必淹过我们，狂傲的水必淹过我们。
And when the opposition comes, it's like then the waters would have engulfed us, the stream would have swept over the soul.
说到神的子民所遇到的那些难处，不是只是你个别人碰到一些困扰而已，而是黑暗的权势要在地上把神的工作连根拔起。
So the hardship that encountered by God's people is not just for individuals, but the dominion of the darkness want to uproot God's work completely on earth.
如果我们能体会到这些事情，你就从教会历史，特别是近代的教会历史，你很容易看到这样的一个事实。
And you can see this easily in a recent church's history.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
唱诗的人唱出一件事。
The one who sings this psalm.
什么事？
Tell of one thing.
虽然外面的环境是那么的凶恶。
Even though the surroundings, the circumstances so fierce.
好像怒涛破过来一样。
It's just like raging waters sweeping over us.
好像这些难处，用上面这句话就是要活活的把我们吞了。
It's just like these hardships, like the words described is to swallow us, engulf us.
但是你还有路走吗？
Is there still a way out for you?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
不但是有路走。
Not only do you have a way out,
并且走出正直的路来。
But actually is a very straight path.
原因在哪里？
And what is the reason?
接下去那句话。
The verse that follows.
他就不再说过去的难处了。
It's no longer the hardship in the past.
就说的神把他们走过，带领他们走过这样的路，我们现在上神该有什么的反应？
So it tells of since God has led us through this path, what is our reaction to be?
他说我们应当赞美，称颂的颂赞，耶和华是应当称颂的。
He says, "Blessed be the Lord."
为什么？
Why is that?
当然耶和华是应当称颂。
And of course, the Lord should be blessed.
不过这里提到耶和华是应当称颂的呢，是特别有所指的。
But here, when it says, blessed be the Lord, that's a specific reason.
而不是普遍说到神的那个祝福和恩典写在我们身上。
It's not just the God's blessing and grace upon us.
而是指出了当神的百姓、神的子民碰到各种各样难处的时候，
It talks about when God's people encounter all kinds of hardship.
他们怎么能越过那些难处，仍然可以等候在神的面前。
And how were they able to go beyond all these hardships and continue to wait on the Lord?
那神做了什么事？
So what did God do?
接下去那一句。
The verse that follows.
神没有让我们成为野食给人吃了。
And that God has not led us to be given us to be torn by the teeth.
看到了，弟兄姊妹们，第十节，耶和华是应当承受的，他没有把我们当野食交给他们吞吃。
And it says, verse 6, blessed be the Lord who has not given us to be as a prey to the teeth.
我真不知怎么来和弟兄姊妹们指明这一句话。
And I don't know how to make these words very clear to brothers and sisters.
因为我们看圣经也好，
because whether we read the Bible,
看历史也好，
or we look at history,
教会不是有许许多多的殉道者吗？
Isn't there many martyrs within the church?
那么你按照他们所走过的路来说，他们不是给野食给吞掉了吗？
And according to the path they walked on, aren't they like prey eaten?
按表面的情况来说是这样。
According to what's on the surface, that's the case.
人家要拿火来烧你就烧你了。
The people want to burn you, they'll burn you.
人家要把你丢在石窑里，就丢在石窑里了。
And they want to throw you into a fire pit, they will.
人家要取你的命，就取你的命了。
And they want to take your life, they will take your life.
你有什么办法？
What can you do about it?
大感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
圣经里面说的一些特殊人物我们不说。
We won't mention about some special characters in the Bible.
我们实在是说到那个真真实实在人的眼中都承认他们是为主殉道的。
But we're talking about those who truly martyred for the Lord.
那他们不是给野神吞去了吗？
And they like prey.
像野神一样给吞去了吗？
And they like prey eaten by others.
是啊。
It's true.
你读启示录的时候。
If you read the book of Revelation.
你看到祭坛那里头的一些从前这。这是受迫害的人，他们上神面前说：“神啊，你还不为我们流血的约翰等到几时呢？”
And you see, those who are persecuted, they cry out to the Lord. The Lord, when are you going to avenge us?
神说：“你们还要安静偏食，时间到了，我一定会执行的。”
And God told them to be quiet for a little while.
那所以我们也就知道了，在整个历史里边，为主殉道的人不少的。
So we know that throughout history there are many who martyred for the Lord.
那为什么他还说这里，神没有把我们当野食给他们吃掉呢？
So why does it say here the Lord has not given us to as prey to the teeth?
啊，我们不能不说，要是从圣经上来看，我们看尸体法。
And if we look at Stephen in the Bible,
弟兄姊妹，你看到尸体法给犹太人打死的时候，
and when Stephen was killed by the Jews,
他怎么来接受那个环境？
How did they accept the circumstance?
那弟兄姊妹也说到近代有许许多多，有些是我们认识的，有些我们不完全认识的。
And also in the recent history, some people we know and some people don't.
各种各样的苦待。
They receive all kinds of harsh dealing.
在中国是这样，在全世界都是这样。
It's whether in China or all over the world.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不是苦苦恼恼的接受人的苦待。
It's not very sadly, pitifully, they receive the harsh dealing from people.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他们就像使提法那样子。
And just like Stephen.
很喜乐的。
It is with joy.
我说不出他们的感觉。
And I cannot explain the feelings.
但是我能提其中一个人就知道了，那是五零年代的时候在上海把聚会处的一个长老枪毙了。
And it's in the 50s in Shanghai that one elder in the church he was shot to death.
是没有理由的枪毙。
And it was without reason that he was executed.
所以以后又平反了。
And then later on he was exonerated.
这个平反能换回一条命吗？
But exoneration, can it bring him back?
那个我们不说他。
So we won't mention
that. 但是我们说这个弟兄。
But we will mention about this brother.
那个弟兄跟其他的那些人被捆绑起来送去刑罚的时候。
So when this brother, he was bound with other people and sent to the execution ground.
许多弟兄姊妹们在路上都看到他。
And many brothers and sisters saw him on his way.
他看到其他的那些一同就是刑罚的人都连站都站不起了，脸色都苍白了。
And they could see that the other people who were to be executed, they were so afraid they could not even stand up.
我们的弟兄呢？
And for our brother,
还是微笑微笑的。
He still had a smile on his face. And then he went.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主说不把他们当作野食给人吞掉。
And the Lord said that he would not give them away as prey.
主就是这样。
And this is the way.
我们感谢主，我们不说到那一些的事情。
We thank the Lord and we will.
我们说到许多弟兄姊妹平常你不是碰到这类似这样的事情的。
And then we'll talk about not something not like in this case.
就是碰到人那个正常的情形， 走完了我们地上的路程，你怎么怎么走了？
So even just the normal circumstances, a man will encounter.
我们怎么走？我们现在还不知道，因为还没到时间。
That how are we going to walk this path? We don't know yet.
但是你看到许许多多神的儿女。
But we see many people of God, children of God.
不管他们是什么原因，癌症也好，肺炎也好，或是什么什么要命的病，把他们弄得人是很衰残了。但是里面却能够保持那个平安和喜乐。
Whether it's cancer, so any kinds of cancer, lung cancer, then cause a person to be very weak, but within them, they can still have this joy and peace.
前两个礼拜，在我洗肾的时候。
And 2 weeks ago, when I was going through dialysis.
那么在达里一同洗肾的一个老人家，他们告诉我们说，哦，他101岁了。
And that's another elderly there. He's 101 years old.
每次他来的时候，他有三个女儿，没有儿子吧。
So every time he came, he has three daughters. He has no son.
每次一个女儿来送他，来陪他来，一直直到他走。
So every time one of the daughters will come and accompany him.
那些我不管了。
And we won't go into details.
前两三个礼拜，他突然在洗血的时候，就血压低过人所能接受的那个程度，就是说要断气的那样情形。
So 2-3 weeks ago, when he was going to dialysis, his blood pressure became so low that was
那突然就昏，一点昏迷在那个。在那个病床上。
Then all of a sudden he fainted on his bed.
我们许多人平常就每个人都躺在那里等时间过了。
So normally everybody was just lie there and wait for the time to pass.
突然就听到他们那里哭声哭得好凄惨。
So all of a sudden we hear a loud crying from his side.
我们有什么事情？
So we don't know what happened.
也不知道。
We didn't know what happened.
那只知道。那里头的一些工作人员都围绕着那一个病床。
So all we knew was that all the staff was around that bed.
他那女儿大概也我看样子恐怕也都七八十岁了。
And it looks like his daughter was in her 70s or 80s.
是应该是黑人。
And they were African Americans.
还哭得好伤心。
So they were very sad and wailing.
因为他以为他要死，他已经死那样了。
Because they thought he was dying.
但是他们急救他们一回。
But as they tried to save him,
他呼吸又回来了。
His breathing came back.
他就不哭了。
So his daughter didn't cry anymore.
那他。这个病人怎么样呢？我不知道。但是我看着活着，看着死人的那些活人呢，他们受不了了。
And I don't know about this patient, but for those who saw him, this patient, they could not.
当然，像他那个样子，我绝对不能说他在算野食给吞掉。
And I cannot say that he is like a prey to be eaten.
他不是。
He was not.
但是因为你走到尽头
，because as we go to the end，
哎呀，人的心情受激动是很大。
That man's emotion is greatly shaken。
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord。
历世历代以来，许许多多行走在神的心思里头的人，虽然在极大的难处，但是神没有让他们。像给野食那样吞吃掉。
But throughout generations, all those who follow God, even though they have encountered great difficulties, God has not given them as a prey to be torn.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
所以接下去他们就说了。
So it continues to say.
不是说我们没有遇到这样的那个难处。
It's not that we have not encountered.
我们碰到这样的难处。
We've encountered the hardship.
但神对我们先做了一些事情。
But God has first done something.
什么事情呢？
And what is it?
我们好像雀鸟，被那个网罗，捕鸟的网罗 抓住了。
Is that as if we are like bird caught by the snare of the trapper?
那这一定是要给抓去了。
So for sure we'll be caught.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他说那个网罗会破裂。
He says the snare will be broken.
我们就逃脱了。
Then we can escape.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那当然这些都是在我们日常。的生活里头可以接触到的事情。
And these are the things that we can encounter in our daily lives.
但是你能不能，你带出他这里的里面的一个结局
？But can you bring forth the same result as mentioned here?
什么结局呢
？And what is this?
我们得帮助是在乎依靠造天地之耶和华的名。
Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
是造天地的耶和华的名。
It's the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
不是说他的名能叫我们有奇异的能力。
It's not that his name can give us special power.
好多人要去寻求神迹在他身上出现一样。
It's just like many people who are pursuing after miracles.
是耶和华的名。
It's the name of the Lord.
印证了这一些人是属于他的。
It proves that these people belong to him.
他们所经历的一切，如果不经过他的手，没有任何的难处可以把他们难倒。
And all the things that they've encountered, if it wasn't through the hand of God, that none of this would be
come to hindrance. 所以一回到平安，你就看到一开头的两句话：若不是耶和华帮助我们，若不是耶和华帮助我们。
So we can look back and see those two verses that's mentioned in the beginning. Had it not been the Lord who was on our side,
我们就活活的给人吞掉了。
Then we will be swallowed alive.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But we thank and praise our Lord.
那么说这。很快我们接过去了125
and quickly we'll go into Psalm 125
那么因此就接上去了依靠耶和华的人好像锡安山总 不动摇
so because of this it continues to say those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion who cannot be moved
感谢主
we thank the Lord
这就不仅是说到 耶和华神是我们的山寨是我们的拯救是我们的盾牌
And it's not just that the Lord is our fortress, our deliverer, and our shield.
这里就明明就说出，你要是依靠耶和华。
Very clearly, it says here, if you trust in the Lord.
你就有一个非常有把握的大能，则做依靠。
And you can be assured that the Almighty One will become the one you depend on.
大能到一个什么地步呢
？And how mighty is he?
好像锡安山永不动摇。
It's just like Mount Zion who cannot be moved.
锡安山什么
？So what is Mount Zion?
锡安山就是圣殿所在的山。
Mount Zion is the mountain where the temple is.
那就是耶路撒冷，那一个是。神的百姓常常在那里集结的山。
It's a mountain where the people of the Lord gather often.
说永不动摇。
It says it cannot be moved.
那你回想上面所提的，历史历代所有的困扰，
If you reflect,
有没有把神的名字从地上除掉呢
？If you reflect back with what says above, all those difficulty hardships.Flow generations, does it get rid of God's name?
撒旦一直要做一件事，要把神的名字从地上除掉。
Satan continues to want to do one thing, is to get rid of God's name from the earth.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
124篇就肯定了一件事情。
Psalm 125 confirms one thing.
他说，依靠耶和华的人，好像锡安山永不动摇。
Says those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion who cannot be moved.
弟兄姊妹注意，这里不是说那个锡安山不是说那个锡安山不动摇。
Here is not saying that Mount Zion cannot be moved.
他是用着锡安山不动摇的那个事实来描述依靠耶和华的名的人他们的坚定。
He is using the Mount Zion that the fact that cannot be moved to describe the steadfastness of those who trust in the Lord.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你依靠耶和华神。
When you trust in the Lord God,
不管你遇到什么的难处，
no matter what kind of hardship you encounter,
你仍然是活在指望里。
You are still in hope.
你仍然是活在神的永远的旨意的成全里。
You still live in the completion of God's eternal will.
为什么他们能像锡安山那样 不摇动呢？
Why is that they can be like Mount Zion cannot be moved?
以撒就又说出那个地理的环境。
And later it mentions about the geographical condition. So the geographical condition points out the reason.
怎样围绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也必照样围绕他的百姓，从今时直到永远。
It says, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看到一个很清楚的事情。
And you see this one thing very clearly.
众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷？
As the mountains surround Jerusalem.
以色列并不是一个很大的地方。
Israel is not a very big place.
历史上以色列也没有亡过好多次。
And in history, Israel has come to an end many times.
但从以色列的历史，我们一直看到。所有地上的邦国过去就过去，过去就过去，唯有以色列亡国了一千多两千年，都让原地重新再建立起来。
But,
现在我们眼睛所见过的。
And from history we can see other countries, if they have been destroyed, they are destroyed. But Israel, after 1 to 2,000 years after being destroyed, they will reestablish.
怎么会有这样事情呢？
How could this happen?
那他就从地理环境上面来说出那个属灵的原因。
So from geographical condition, it points out the spiritual reason.
他说众山怎么围绕耶路，众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷？
He says, as the mountains surround Jerusalem,
耶和华也必照样的扰攘他的百姓。
So the Lord surrounds his people.
那回顾的耶路撒冷是陷落过好多次。
And Jerusalem has been besieged many times.
但是耶路撒冷陷落过好多次，但是耶路撒冷没有被毁。
But even though it's besieged, but it's not destroyed.
并且还有一个很特殊的地方，弟兄姊妹平常不晓得有没有注意到。
And also there's something very special that I don't know if brothers and sisters take note of it.
以色列过去历史上的亡国。
And when Israel...came to an end in the history.
他们最后的据点是哪里？
Where's the last place that it occupies?
耶路撒冷。
It's Jerusalem.
那是为什么？耶路撒冷那么有力气啊，有力量。
And why, we might ask, why does Jerusalem have such strength?
地理环境造成。
It is created by the geographical condition.
众山围绕耶路撒冷。
The mountains surrounding Jerusalem.
你一切攻打耶路撒冷的，都是从往下边往上仰攻。
If you want to attack Jerusalem, you are coming from a lower point to attack upwards.
所以耶路撒冷的陷落也是一个非常不简单的事的。
So when Jerusalem fell, it's something of a great matter.
但是当时是谁允许耶路撒冷在历史上面陷落过
？So the Lord allows Jerusalem to be besieged in history.
125篇里面说的时候呢，耶路撒冷还不知道耶路撒冷陷落过了没有。
And we don't know when it's mentioned in Psalm 125 whether Jerusalem has been besieged.
照看还没有。
And it seems like it hasn't.
因为在下边一点点就说到了。犹大被掳了。
Because what follows it talks about the captivity of Judah.
那耶路撒冷为什么能给保护的那么重保护的那么严密呢
？And how is that Jerusalem can be protected so
因为你要攻打耶路撒冷，就不是只是单单攻打一个仰攻。
And because if you want to attack Jerusalem, it's not just that you have to attack upward.
你要经过好多个仰攻，然后才碰到耶路撒冷。
So there's not just one single attack, but you have to attack it many times in order to get to Jerusalem.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
上神之师把圣经上面所记载的历史 和启示里边所说出前面要发生的历史，在那里隐隐约约的发表出来。
So in the Songs of the Sand, it includes the history that has happened and also a revelation, a hidden revelation of what is to come.
那为什么当时神让人看到锡安山是怎么样，他们就蒙保守到一个什么样的地步呢？
Why is that God let people see, however, Mount Zion is, and they will be protected?
神要让他的百姓知道一件事。
God wants his people to know of one thing.
你要得保留，得保存。
In order for you to be saved,
你只有一条路可以走。
There's only one way for you.
就是依靠耶和华。
Which is to trust in the Lord.
你不依靠耶和华，你就没有路。
If you don't trust in the Lord, you would not have a way.
你依靠耶和华，你就有路了。
If you trust in the Lord, you have a way.
但是神有些时候也叫耶路撒冷受一点的难处。
But sometimes God will allow Jerusalem to encounter some hardship.
为什么？
And why is that?
主的话在这里也轻轻说的。
You hear the word of the Lord lightly touched on.
我要借助耶路撒冷所遭遇的提醒你们，你们是属神的人，你们应当回转。
It's through what Jerusalem.
活在神这位又真又活的神的面前。
It's through the experience of Jerusalem to remind that you are the people of God and you have to return and repent.
当你们是这样的活在神的面前。
And when you live before God in such a way.
神就负责来对付那些对付你的人。
Then God would take up the responsibility to deal with those who deal with you.
要把你们保留在耶路撒冷享用平安。
And he will save you in Jerusalem for you to enjoy peace.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是上行之诗。
This is the songs of ascent.
上行之诗不是说神啊，我们现在来到你面前了，你救我们脱离一切的难处。
The songs of ascent is not that God, now we come before you, you will deliver us from all kinds of hardships.
神没有给我们看到这个意念。
God did not let us see it such, in such a way.
神一直是给我们看到一件事。
God continues to let us see
one thing. 不管你们在地上所遭遇的是怎么一回事。
And no matter what you encounter on earth.
你们有一个稳定的依靠。
You have this firm
trust. 那是耶和华神自己。
Which is the Lord himself.
你依靠神。
When you trust in the Lord.
你能在神那里得着各样的扶持和恩待，来叫你们越过那些难处，仍然是活在指望当中来等候神。
And that you can, the fact that you can live in the grace and support of God, that you can still have this hope to wait on God.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
还有没几首那个上行之诗就看完。
And there are not that many songs of ascent left.
那一看完的时候，弟兄姊妹，你就看到那个整个诗篇的调子就转了。
And once we finish the songs of ascent, we'll see the tune of the psalms change.
就是你们要称赞耶和华，你们要称颂耶和华。
Which is that bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
一直到末了，你们要称颂耶和华。
Until the very end, praise the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
下次回来我们也看我看看还是看三还是三篇吧。
We'll study three psalms next time.
我以为可以后来就比较容易看的那个就快一点看完上完了我们就到了称颂耶和华的那一部分。
And I thought we could go quickly and then go to the part where it says, bless the Lord.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你恩待我们到一个何等的地步。
You are gracious to us to such a point.
你正面给我们看到，你把你的完全的恩典倾倒给我们。
And possibly you let us see that you have completely poured out your grace upon us.
从这面你给我们看到，你允许一些难处临到，我要借着难处来扶持我们，维持我们，一直的活在你的面前。
On the other hand, you let difficulties come upon us in order to for us to see that you continue to sustain us.
但愿你让我们的眼睛时刻的 注视在你自己的身上。
Lord, may you help us so that our eyes continue to focus on you.
是灾，是祸，是祝福，或者是是无限的恩惠。主啊，你让我们都越过这一切，单单的注视你的自己。
Whether it's woe or blessing or infinite grace, Lord, may we go beyond all this to only focus on you.
因为在你所要做的事上面，从来没有留下一样好处不给我们。
Because on all the works that you are to do, you have not reserved anything good from us.
但愿主自己的扶持，要叫我们的眼睛一直看定你自己，直到我们与你面对面的时候。
Lord, you sustain us. May you continue to sustain us so we can see you face to face.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.